He's kind of a Spaniard.
We're live.
Hello, the internet.
Well, hello there, internet.
Jay, are you a Spaniard?
I am not a Spaniard. I give you my word.
Jay, have you ever bested a Spaniard?
Do you enjoy gladiator movies?
Do you like movies? Sir?
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a man naked, Billy? Oh, good.
Grown man. Brita! I see Brita! Ooh! Call Brita!
All of a sudden, weird turned into Horseshack. Oh,
Mr. Kawada!
You call me a whore.
Mr. Andrews!
No, you're just the shack where one lives.
What's that?
You know, that's actually not too bad.
Hey, Brita.
Hey.
Hello, Brita.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
We were talking about whether or not, about how dirty the term "you vested my Spaniard" sounds.
Oh.
Sounds pretty dirty.
A little bit dirty.
But really, it's just about Mandy Patinkin. Which, you know what? Mandy Patinkin sounds pretty dirty.
Yeah, a little bit.
She bent over and I saw her Mandy Patinkin. It was nice. It was bearded.
Bearded Patinkin.
I like him with the beard.
Yes, we know. You weirdo.
No, I'm talking about Mandy.
Oh.
Though I did like him in Alien Nation as well, of which he did not have a beard. And I guess
so
I like.
So, how's everybody this week?
Cold. Sure. Snowy.
Yeah.
This is shoveling. Take your weather back, damn it.
It's not my weather. It's Al Gore's weather.
That one, Brita can take that one too.
My driveway is a solid sheet of ice about an inch and a half thick. So don't tell me about your snow.
Mine's up to 2 in some places.
It depends on the thickness. I mean, some of it, like at the end of the driveway where it slopes down, really thick. I don't even know.
It got up to 33 degrees last weekend, so I took out the splitting maul.
Yeah, Michael, that was the axe.
I would start off with half swings, but most of the time I was doing full swings. And when some of the pieces busted free.
Yeah.
They were like 2 inches of solid ice.
Yeah. Mike was out with an axe the other day trying to chip out our back steps because it's just like a mound of ice now. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
And I have now 2 5-gallon buckets full of various salt-like components.
Flamethrower, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When will it end?
I don't feel like I can contribute anything to this discussion.
Yes, Alan, shut up.
Alan, since you're old, were they still issuing napalm dispensers in the Marine Corps?
Napalm. No.
You weren't trained in the flamethrower?
Nope. I don't think they've used those since Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's WW2.
Yeah, weren't you a colonel by then?
Colonel Allen. It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Before some Chinaman took your legs in Korea.
Yeah, that's right.
He took my shins.
Alrighty then. It is Thursday, March 5th, 2015.
Wow.
This is episode 141.
Before we get going, Alan, since you talk funny, what is that nation that builds the Daewoo stuff?
Daewoo.
Oh, Korea.
Okay.
He says it right.
You do say it right. I was wondering if you said Korea.
No.
Police. What's that? What's that Japanese company that makes the Trooper?
Huh?
I believe it's a division of like I don't know what the hell a trooper is.
Just say Isuzu.
Is it Isuzu?
Bob says it's Deu.
Deu?
Deu.
I don't really care.
It sounds like we're singing
Hyundai suck.
Banana boat songs. Deo.
Isuzu?
Yeah, so I'll defer to him.
Yeah, Isuzu.
Isuzu.
But I was wondering, my old boss, when I worked on the tour boat had twin Isuzu I8s for the motors, but they were Isuzus. And Jay would be an Italian.
Oh, wow.
That's how Mainers talk.
That's, yeah. Everybody knows it's Italian.
One of them Italians.
Yeah. Italian.
Or as I've been called by other people, ethnic. That's my favorite. One of them ethnics.
See, we have an ethnic minority on this show.
That's right. I should be on the $20 bill, damn it.
We're multicultural.
Wait, what about the $20 bill?
You haven't heard that?
What?
Oh, there's a movement afoot to have Jackson removed from the 20 and have a woman from American history.
Like who?
They've got a list.
Okay.
Sacagawea, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, and you're going to love this.
Oh, God.
Margaret Sanger. You know, the eugenist.
You know that,
that's shocking.
You know that we put presidents on the money.
Oh. You know,
except for Ben Franklin and Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh my God!
No, I don't know.
Who thought that up?
Some liberal communist.
Oh my God! Oh, yeah. Well, I read today.
Somebody needs to put. We need to put Patty Hearst on the 20. I'll vote for that.
I read today that eating three meals a day is racist.
What?
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I only eat two.
Three meals a day is racist.
In what way?
Well, when the white people came to America, they found that the native people, they kind of grazed all day long. And they felt that it was very uncivilized and barbaric to eat that way because they didn't eat properly. Three meals a day, blah, blah, blah. So you know, we've all been forced into this kind of racist patriarchy food system where we eat three meals a day or something. I don't understand these people anymore.
Don't. If they're right about the way they ate, then why'd we take all their shit?
Well, there is that.
Well, that, and I see people eat all day long too. So it's not. I disagree with the premise.
Yeah, I know, but it was one of the things that white people forced the native people into is this whole three meal a day system.
That's right. They need to be like them Negro Italians and eat 15 meals a day.
No. We only eat one meal a day. We just eat it all damn day long.
Oh, that's like the people that go to the all you can eat buffet and just sit there all day, right?
Eager at a buffet.
So before I start taking the calls that are already calling.
Awesome!
Our call-in topic, in honor of someone that they probably do want on the money.
The $3.
Shit, she hasn't done anything.
Well, that doesn't matter. Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for not having done anything.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? The guy that nominated him got demoted.
Well, yeah.
What about the guy who nominated Yasser Arafat? I want to know about that motherfucker.
So anyway, you know, everybody knows. Well, if you've been paying attention, you've learned that a few days before her confirmation hearing in the Senate, Hillary created a domain for her email. And from what I've read, apparently hosted it like on her own server or something, which I find hard to believe because there's no way in hell Hillary set up an email server.
She can hire people who can. Yeah. She has a lot of money.
So she's got this private email. All of her email while she was Secretary of State, all of her email went through her private email system, not the government's email system.
Unsecure private
email. Right. And what they're saying...
Not only super secure private email, but she has the best firewall ever.
Well, no, see what happens...
Which is the Secret Service outside her house. Nobody can, like, physically hack her system.
Yeah, except they probably did. Because that's the new thing that's come out, is in her zeal to avoid the Inspector General from being able to see her emails, she let, you know, China and Russia and everybody else get into them, because apparently it was a very insecure mail server.
So, right.
There you go. So anyway, the call-in topic for today is, what is going to be the biggest surprise in Hillary's private email when it becomes public? And you know it will sooner or later. I bet there's wily little hackers just working on it right now.
I'm putting my money's down on the guys at Breitbart. Or James Keith, James O'Keefe.
It'll be the Russians.
Oh, James O'Keefe.
It'll be the Russians. Anyway, that's our call-in topic. What's the biggest surprise going to be in Hillary's email? I already put my prediction in the post. It's going to be PDFs of Vince Foster's Whitewater documents. That finally turned up.
You know what I think it's going to be? Recipes. Thousands upon thousands of recipes. Like your secret shame. Recipes.
Hillary's a closet Martha Stewart fan.
It's recipes.
I really do stay home and make cookies.
Oh, let's take a call. Well, we're going to try to take a call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
did you not test the beagle?
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey, Arctic Elf.
Hey,
I didn't know that, dude.
So the only thing that would surprise me when that email comes out is that there is not evidence of criminal activity.
Oh, that would be a surprise.
Because whatever else it might be, yeah, I mean, well, probably can't imagine how bad she really is.
The private email itself is criminal.
That's right. When I read this, my first thought was, if my boss found out that I did any one piece of business by a private email, he could fire my ass. And if our customers found out, they would disbar us, and my ass would be fired.
Yeah, this was all the email to the Secretary of State of the United States of America went to some hokey private email server.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that helped her negotiations with...
Hey, at least it wasn't on Gmail, right?
Or GeoCities.
Actually, Gmail would probably be better.
Yeah, Gmail probably would be
better. Change the security on that.
Yeah. Hotmail.
So... That's all I've got on
that's
your
a good
topic.
One. I like that one. What else?
Be surprising. Did you know that you can, in fact, shoot out an AR-15 barrel?
Oh, yeah.
Throw-to-road it to the point that its chamber is so big that ammo you've loaded to fit in it won't work in other guns?
Ooh. Yuck. Why did you do this?
Well, because I put 75,000 rounds through a M4 style barrel, fire-form my brass.
You're supposed to change those out.
Yeah. Well, that was a really expensive new gun, because now I'm getting a whole new upper to go with it.
They're...
For the existing gun.
Oh, did you kaboom?
No. No, it still passes a field go gauge, so it's still safe. But I, instead of buying a chamber die, and this is a lesson in reloading, I just resize a piece of brass. Does it fit in the rifle chamber? Well, then it's obviously good to go. And then you give a magazine ammo to somebody else with a new barrel, and none of it will chamber.
Yeah, about the time 10,000 comes around, you probably ought to think about swapping that thing out.
Yeah, that's probably a little aggressive.
Plus, I think you've got enough coupons on the backs of the ammo boxes that you can buy a new one anyway.
Yeah. Barrels are not that expensive. You can get a new one pretty cheap.
Well, I'm going to let you know as soon as I get to a range how the Midway Isonite CQP coated barrels perform.
I bet they work just like a barrel.
Well, yeah.
A barrel of monkeys?
Yes.
Yeah, they're $100. They're not $300 like a lot of barrels. So.
Are they Midway branded?
Jay, when are we, what's that, Weird?
Are they Midway branded?
Yes. Well, actually, they have no marks except 1 in 7 5.56 on them. But yeah, they're Midway house brand.
Well, then they can't be that bad. Midway's fucking awesome.
If they're anything, yeah, if they're anything like Brownells, the barrels are going to be very good.
I hope so.
They have it on very good authority that Brownells barrels are very, very well made.
I've got one of the Midway barrels in my AR pistol, and it's great, but it's an AR pistol, so shooting it for accuracy is a little bit iffy.
Ah. Oh, so you're the reason that they classified M855 as armor-piercing.
No.
You like that? You like that Segway, guys? Come on.
That's called a Segu.
Segu. It's one of those two-wheel things, the Segus.
The Seg. Oh, God.
No. The Segu is the one that's got the caster wheel in the front, so it's got three wheels, and it doesn't have any of the other bullshit. Just got a caster wheel on the front and a standard motorcycle throttle.
All right. Thanks for calling RTL.
All right. Have a good one.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, about that green tip ammo.
We got another caller.
Okay.
Area code 865. Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Who be this?
Fair to Midland.
You're in Houston.
It's kind of funny to me because I was trying to log in and
this is Chance. Hi, Chance.
I have not used Google Voice in like 2 or 3 years. It kind of screwed with me.
How you doing?
I'm peachy.
So what do you think is in Hillary's secret emails?
In her secret emails, I'm going to go with it's not so secret because let me back up. I think it's all kind of I should have gotten my shit together before I called.
It's okay. It's just the
why
show.
We don't.
Yeah, really.
but I think it's just like the most screwed up thing I've ever seen because this is not anything that's going to derail her campaign. It doesn't matter what she says.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. People will still vote for her. They don't care about this stuff.
This is all like just, you know, it's a show. It's a show. There's nothing that's going to come out of this. I mean, unless there's something that says Vince Foster PDF. It's
right.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Well, also, I think this is being released a little bit. It's early enough before the campaign season where it'll be forgotten by the time. You know,
exactly.
Dude, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, who cares? Two years ago.
And hang on. I apparently cannot operate my phone and my computer at the same time because I did actually have a point, but all my shit crashed. It's really weird. Because I suck at the internet.
Yeah, we know. It's all right.
you're terrible at the internet.
Yeah, that's why your blog has no readers.
Yeah.
It has none. It has like... 75% of the readers that it used to have.
Hey, mine too. I thought I was just having a baby.
Blogs are dead.
And hang on. I'm trying to open this tab so I can get to my fucking point because I suck at this.
Hey, where's my tab?
I love it when Chance calls in.
Do they still
like
tab?
Because I embarrass myself every time.
I know. It's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Chance, the very last show we just did, somebody called in and they were talking about Silent Warrior.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, that's
because
hysterical.
They had been listening to the Vicious Circle that your sister had called in on.
Yeah, because she's a Silent Warrior.
Yeah.
I thought Silent Warrior was the term she used for you.
Yes.
That was some deflection there.
yes.
Poor Chance.
Anyway, I think the biggest surprise from Hillary's email is going to be that, you know, there's no surprises. It was all, like, totally secret. And because of that, nobody's going to care because of the press.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree.
This won't be a damn thing. When she's running for president.
I agree with that, but I still wonder, it's one of those, like, I don't think it matters because I think when it comes to the primaries, I think the super duper moonbats see Hillary as like the super ultra right wing candidate. And I really see Elizabeth Warren walking away with this, and I don't even know if Hillary's serious about it. But that's
so my question is how does this affect the Republicans? Because what are they doing right now? I mean, you got George Bush or Jeb Bush, excuse me, same thing. And then you've got Scott Walker and all of the other guys. And who's the front runner for the Republicans? Because right now, for Democrats, the front runner is Al Gore.
What?
It's global warming. He's going to freeze us all.
Hillary can't survive this.
I don't think so either.
Well,
we were just talking about last night. I think, you know, and this is so totally superficial, but she's an old, fat, ugly lady. Seriously. People will give a man a pass for that. But I saw during the last election, they were comparing the good looks of Romney versus Obama. Who is more handsome? Who is taller? Who is, you know, and you can't even put a woman in that, an old woman in that contest. You can't.
And Hillary is an old woman who is, if these scandals pan out, which is the press, so they may not.
Yeah.
But if they do pan out, then who's the next Democrat that's going to run? Oh, it's going to be Elizabeth Al Gore. Warren. They have nobody else.
I don't know. Elizabeth Warren Al Gore. And who?
Pocahontas.
Or Dick Gephardt, who we've not heard from for 20 years. I mean,
Joe Biden.
Al Gore's making money on global warming.
Yeah,
Joe Biden.
Al Gore's
I want
a non-starter.
Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden is definitely running.
Nobody wants Joe Biden.
I do. I think it would be really funny. Because, you know, what the hell?
It would be funny, but nobody wants Joe Biden. If we wanted Joe Biden, somebody would have made that happen by now.
Yeah. No, but he's gonna absolutely try for it because he, like, it's like him groping the women. He gropes the women because he honestly thinks that that's what they want right now, and he's going to run for president because he honestly thinks that's what the world wants right now.
In Joe Biden's defense,
I think Chance just fell over.
Yes.
That was my ice machine. I did not fall over.
Okay.
That is not a guarantee that I will not fall over sometime soon. I'm just. You see, I've back during the Vicious Circle, I always said when I call in that I would say something stupid. I haven't said that stupid thing yet, but I'm acting stupid.
That's okay.
It's not a video show.
It's all good.
I've revised my pick of what we'll see in Hillary's email.
Okay.
It'll be nude selfies of her and Huma.
You stole mine. I was actually going for like length lengthy penthouse forum type text discussions between her and Huma.
Oh, God, no.
I'm losing audio.
Huma.
You thank God. I mean, oh, goodness.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Brita?
You mean Huma Wiener?
That was Huma Danger.
Huma Danger.
Oh, it's Huma Wiener.
Huma Wiener. Oh, my. That's terrible.
Yes, Huma yes, Wiener. It is. Huma Wiener.
Oh, Danger is her middle name.
Is she still keeping that beard around?
Yeah, they're still married. Ugh. They had the baby, I think.
They're still married.
Seriously? I think so.
I was just looking that up, and yeah, and they are. I thought for sure she on the second go around when the Carlos Danger came out, that was when she said, "Oh fuck it, I'm done." No, evidently she is because yeah, beard.
Yep.
Yeah, they're still married. Wow.
But yeah, she's like Hillary's right hand man.
That's what you did there.
Oh, Chance, you are a glorious bastard.
And, you know, I'm just saying.
Some people use their left hand, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I mean, this is like the liberal, like, trifecta, right? We've got a gay Muslim president.
He's gay and Muslim? Well, that was retarded.
Well, he may be that too.
Sorry, that's my ice machine.
What is going on with the ice machine?
We've got, I
drink a lot.
Oh, okay.
We've got a mentally challenged vice president. We have a... We have a lesbian Secretary of State, or had one, I guess.
Oh, God.
John Kerry's a lesbian?
Well,
yes, he is, actually.
Our current
Secretary. I think he's undead.
He's a gigolo.
Yeah, that's right.
He's transgendered.
He's a cis.
Oh, this show's going down the toilet real quick.
It's like a Tumblr.
It is. It is a Tumblr administration.
Well, apparently I should not call in anymore because I drag your shows to shit.
No, it's actually pretty funny.
It was going there anyway.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, what are you dropping that ice into, Chance?
Walk into a bar.
Hang on. Chance, somebody call my name that I heard of.
Who's first? After you.
I don't know. No, after you.
Chance, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Old Forester.
Nice. Tam drives one of those.
I heard none of that because you all spoke at the same time.
Yeah, it's like the old typewriters. When you type too many keys, they stick together. Go on, Alan. Help me out here. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody talks.
Old Forester is a bourbon.
A very good bourbon for the price.
I had some bullet rye this evening.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Bullet. Bullet.
Whatever. Whatever it's called. Damn it.
And for you sophisticated crackers, it's bouillet.
Bullet.
Yes.
Bullet.
I think that's okay.
Speaking of bullets.
Yeah.
Hey. That's
another one of those cigars.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
We were going to discuss the BATFEIEIO in their ammo.
It's armor piercing, even though it's not even vaguely armor piercing.
Well, but only in the sense that anything designed to be fired from a rifle is armor piercing. You know.
Yeah. Yes, it will defeat pistol armor. Yes.
So.
And I like how there's all of a sudden there's all sorts of new like reports coming out. I think it's some ATF goon is feeding reporters this bullshit that like the reason why all of a sudden they're going after this ammo right now is because people are coming out with these newfangled AR pistols.
You mean
yes.
They're yeah. just catching up on 20 years ago? Welcome to 1985.
No, this is all blowback from the SB-15 thing. The ATF fucked up, approved the SB-15. All of a sudden, there's a bunch of pistols on the market that can shoot SS-109 and M855. This is backlash from everybody writing goofy-ass ATF letters on whether or not they can put a buffer tube on their AK-47. This is all related to that.
I want to put a buffer tube on my 1911.
Ooh.
This is all about the whole SB-15 thing. That's why they're banning ammo. It's entirely about, oh, we screwed up and we signed off on this letter, so you can build your pistol with the stock that kind of sort of looks like it might be a pistol. And we signed off on that the first time.
But even under their own definitions, this stuff doesn't meet the definition of armor piercing,
right.
You know, sort of idea. And again, you know, like Alan said, it's one of those any center fire rifle cartridge will punch right through a soft vest. And so essentially,
somebody filed a letter or sent a letter off to the ATF about their short barrel SB-15 stock. That's what this is all about. I mean. This is the Obama administration being basically,
petty.
I mean, they're coming out to get you.
We're going to
punish our enemies and reward our friends. This is what this is about.
But if they ban the green tips, what's to stop them from just banning, you know, Winchester White Box 223? I mean,
nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the point, is they're
well,
this was a toe in the water to see what they could get away with.
That's the next step.
Yeah. If the backlash is too severe, they just say, well, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is completely backlash over the SB-15 thing, in my not-so-professional opinion, but
that's a very interesting,
I bet money on it.
Very interesting theory.
You know.
I do not disagree.
The bureaucratic response to having egg on their face is to deflect and create payback.
Yep.
I've not put this on my website, but that's absolutely my theory. Is it's like, hey, ATF accidentally approved short barrel rifles, quote unquote, as pistols, quote unquote. So now that you can do that, because we screwed up, we're going to take advantage of the people who figured out that we screwed up.
So the end result is just repeal the NFA, so there's no longer a definition of a pistol.
Perfect. Amen.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Preach it weird.
No, this isn't a pistol. This is a rifle because I'm shooting it with two hands.
Yeah.
No, you got to strap it to your forearm. You know, because I've got a few of those, and that's what I always do.
No, I'm talking about like a Kel-Tec P3AT. No, this is a rifle because I'm shooting with two hands. There's no longer the barrel length and overall length bullshit. Ta-da! Fuck off.
No, I'm talking about like my personal AR-15s that have short barrels or pistols, and I strap them to my forearm because that's the law, and I don't want to go to jail.
Well, no.
You're too pretty to go to jail, Chance.
I would not survive in jail.
One way or another. Oh, man. Hey, thanks for calling, Chance.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks, guys. Bye. Enjoy.
Oh, man.
A voice from the past.
Yeah. It's okay. We have more callers.
Technically, Chance was calling from the present.
They're stacking up. This one's, I think you know this one. This is Jason.
No way.
Yep.
I know that.
Good evening, everybody. I'm not saying that Ellen's hairstylist is a space alien, but alien.
We haven't figured out what happened with that hair the other day.
I just want to know if it's still in that condition. Or it is, just
it is not. It was humid and humid as fuck yesterday. And
Ellen, did your hair go poofy?
It did.
My mustache does that sometimes.
What?
I mean, it was big and luxurious. It was like watching one of those Herbal Essence commercials.
Honestly, I felt like a TV preacher all day long. I felt, I felt like breaking down and crying, going, "I have sinned."
Well, I'm sure, with all those mega churches down there, I'm pretty sure you could just step in and take over. Go right ahead.
Sure.
No one will notice.
No.
Yeah.
Need a gold lame suit.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, gold lame.
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 Lame, yeah.
Lame. Gold and lame.
Speaking of gold and lame, anybody going to go buy a $10,000 Apple Watch?
Oh, the ice watch is out?
No, they're saying this. They're going to make this gold, like 18-karat gold Apple Watch. But they're saying, everybody that knows anything about watches is going, they got to be selling that thing for like $10,000.
The ice watch.
Just because of the gold content alone, I'm like, what kind of idiot is going to spend $10,000 on a watch that's going to be obsolete in a year?
Yeah, that's true.
Alan, if you had the money, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
And to be fair, Alan,
did they raise the credit limit? Yeah, or
what?
Did they raise the credit limit on your credit card yet? Or
ain't gonna happen.
Still, I mean, to be fair, most of the people I've seen that have gold watches, those things got hands on them. That's way obsolete technology.
Well, the thing about buying like a gold Rolex or something like that is it's going to last forever. It's going to work just as well today as it will 50 years from now. You can hand it down to your kids.
Not the Apple, one that I bought in Times Square. That thing broke pretty quick.
Yeah. An Apple Watch is only, it's going to be obsolete next year. That's how they operate.
Anyway. Well, but the gold won't be obsolete.
Yeah, but you can hand it down to your kids so they know how much of a dumbass their dad was.
Here, have some gold. So anyway, Jason.
I also have some timeshares.
Jason, what do you think is going to be the surprise in Hillary's email?
Okay, really and truly, I think it's going to be so shocking what they find on there. It's going to be something no one will expect, and at first no one's going to believe, but it's just going to be just astound everybody.
Aliens?
I'm betting they find love letters between her and Bill Clinton.
Oh. Holy shit!
Nobody would ever buy that.
Oh, my God. I got to clean brains off my monitor right now.
That's funny, Jason.
Then again, an alien hairstylist is probably more believable than that. So that's my guess.
That's a good one.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh, man. And we've got still more callers.
No way.
I know. It's turning into one of those kind of things.
Awesome.
I like good those. Topic, Jay.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is area code 305. Hello.
Hello, it's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hi, Radis.
Radis.
Yeah. I have some
questions.
What was that?
MP10. Just saying.
Oh, okay. I have a couple of ones. I know exactly what's on the Hillary's thing. It's her backup plan for if she doesn't get elected. It's she has her courses on how on cattle future investment. You know, how to make $30,000 into $100,000 without hardly trying. And it's her real estate investment, her Arkansas real estate investment guide. You know, how to make lots of money without actually doing anything. You know, it's simple, but that's about it.
And without actually investing your own money.
Oh yeah, that's the best part. Yeah. Use other people's money. She's gonna have those ads on the radio, you know, like everybody else you hear. Show up and we'll tell you how to do it with the fact what the fat cats don't want you to know.
Oh yeah. Don't have money to invest? We'll show you how.
Yep, that's it.
Brilliant.
You too can flip houses.
Make lots of money working just for home, very part time. I always hear those and go, you know what? If these guys weren't completely and utterly full of shit, every high school guidance counselor would be handing out these pamphlets.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to go to college? Here you go.
Have you thought about a career in multi-level marketing?
just send for our free pamphlet.
Oh, man.
Oh man, we were actually talking about a get rich quit scheme of my my daughter doing a radio commercial of I'll send you my free pamphlet on how you can make $10,000 without doing anything because the grandparents gave her a very, very generous gift to start her bank account.
Have a kid. Step one.
But I put a YouTube video in the chat about something about you're talking about the 855?
Yeah.
Ban, the green tip ban, everything else. All I can say is, well, it's the same thing they did with the 7N6 ban. You know, that's not all steel. It's got lead in it too. You know, but it doesn't meet the requirements, but they banned it anyway.
Oh, they just do whatever they want. It doesn't matter.
That's really it. They don't give a shit. Because again, if they're suddenly saying that this stuff is armor piercing, then again, Winchester White Box 223 or the Remington Soft Point Elmer Fudd, you know, 223 bullet is
30. Oh yeah. But there's one that's entirely legal right now. It's the 90 grain copper hollow point.
I saw that video, yeah. Yeah, Mac was really surprised at how it screamed through that plate. I didn't expect it to do that either.
I didn't either. It's one of the things I expected to collapse and maybe get through it. But no, it's okay.
Yeah, no, it didn't even fucking slow down. I didn't even notice.
I'm thinking, yeah, that may be worth it.
Yeah.
We're talking about, oh, I've got to get 10 millimeters to go through it. But no, those won't work. This would work.
Yeah, and he also popped in the round of 7.62 by 25, which is a well-known vest buster.
Oh, yeah, but the hot Bulgarian. Yeah, but that was the only thing that actually went through. The other ones he tried didn't go through.
Okay. Let's not describe videos on an audio podcast.
I know.
Let's get naked.
Thanks for calling, Radis.
Okay.
Thanks, Radis.
Oh man. So yeah, I mean this ammo ban is purely made up. I don't. This is one of those things where they do it and then they go, you know, sue us, and then the judge, some judge will go, oh, you don't have standing.
Right. Oh well.
Yeah. But this is ten and a half years of appeals before you get to a judge that has his head screwed on.
Yeah. This
Even
is,
if it doesn't, look what happened. Cheaper Than Dirt wanted, what, $900 for 500 rounds?
Oh, yeah, but those assholes.
They immediately drove up the price.
Hey, we got Dennis on the line.
No way. Yeah. I know that dude.
Yeah,
he sells Dennis AR pistols.
He does.
How are you, folks?
We're fine, Dennis. How are you?
We better be seeing you next month.
Yes, you will. Nashville is only 3 hours away.
If nothing else, if we don't stay out there in Nashville, if nothing else, we can commute. It's only two and a half to three hours. So you will be seeing us. And the lovely Mrs. Dragon will be joining us for her very first NRAA meeting.
Very cool.
Very cool. So here you go. I'm going to throw
What's in the email, Dennis?
What's that?
Our call-in topic. What's it? What's going to be the big surprise in Hillary Clinton's email? I think it's going to be recipes.
No, I think the big surprise in Hillary Clinton's emails is her trying to keep hush-hush that Chelsea Clinton really is the love child of Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I thought he was going to say Vince Foster, but Tip O'Neill is even worse.
Tip O'Neill's awesome.
So there you go. That's what I think is. I mean, if we're going to go, you know, go off the deep end with.
I've seen pictures of Chelsea. I think there's no doubt that she is Bill Clinton's daughter.
No, I don't think she really has much of his looks. She looks more like her mother than anything else. God help her husband. Oh, my God. You know, I mean, just look at Hillary and go, that's what you're going to turn into in another 40 years. Jesus help me.
Run the car in the garage now.
But what's that?
Oh, nothing. What were you going to say?
Nothing. No, nothing. I'm going to stay away from that one. Anyway, that was my prediction, is that she's a love child of Tip O'Neill. But anyway, how are you guys? I just wanted to say hello. I haven't called in a while. Wanted to say hello and touch base and see how everybody's doing.
Doing fine.
Doing great.
When does your big movie come out?
Oh, I can talk about that now.
Yeah, you can.
I did work on Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Yes, I did work on Jurassic World, which is coming out in June. I also did work for a movie that came out 2 weeks ago, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
No shit. What'd you do for that one?
I haven't seen the movie yet. The original thing, now they paid me for it, but it got left on the first thing I did got left on the cutting room floor. There's a scene, and it's in the there's a scene in the trailers where one of the guys who travels back or forward, whatever it is, in time, winds up being in a hair metal band, and he's on stage, and he gets his nuts blown off by a mafioso type with a shotgun.
Nice.
The original thing they had me do was a codpiece for that actor, and. You know, like the Judas Priest, you know, the Judas Priest, the goth, you know, kind of codpiece. But they told me they wanted the belt to be left in black, and they wanted the cod in white, so that when they did the blood splatter, you could see it better. They didn't want a black codpiece.
Wow.
So
I put a link in chat.
I actually have pictures of the one I made. I'll email it to you guys now that I can talk about it. That one got left on the cutting room floor in favor of one that they actually found in the store that was all white. The belt was white and the codpiece was white. So the one I made...
Is this the first codpiece you've ever made?
Yes. That is the absolutely first codpiece I ever made. And
all right,
now,
I was surprised. I really expected to hear no comment.
Yeah, I did too. Is this the last codpiece you're going to make?
Well, that depends if... Well,
you maybe branch out into other sort of things.
You know what? I've been asked to branch out, and if Ray from SAF ever wants, you know, a red, white, and blue one to match his holster and his gun belt, hey, I'm open for making another one.
Okie dokie.
And the second thing that I did for them, which I do believe did make it into the movie, we haven't seen the movie yet, there is a scene where they're approached by a pimp. With the gold necklace, like a Mr. T type. And he's carrying a snakeskin briefcase. They sent me a briefcase that they found at a Goodwill store. They got it for $10. they went out and bought like five lengths of python snakeskin at a local Tandy Leather where they were shooting down in Louisiana. And they shipped it up to me and actually gave me only 48 hours to flip the job. I had to uncover the briefcase and recover it in python skin.
Wow.
And that one, I do believe, made it in the movie. And I've also got pictures of that. I'll email you guys some pictures. Or once we see the movie, then I'll probably post it up on Facebook. But you've already seen the Facebook postings where I point out that, yes, we have done work for Jurassic Park because that was really the big one. That one right there, you know, we were thrilled when we saw the screenshots come out.
Yeah, that was cool.
And that's really all I've those are the last projects that I worked on. We're trying to drum up some more. So, you know, my wife is back at calling all the prop houses and trying to drum up some more work for the summer. And that's about it.
She turned out to be pretty good at that.
Well, you know what? When she cut her teeth in her early 20s working for in Manhattan, working for Ivana Trump, she was one of the secretarial pool.
Ah.
You know, she had really good training, and, you know, she was taught how to handle herself on the phone and everything else. You know, I mean, I listen to her all day. When we're at the store, I'm minding the cash register. She's on the phone, and, you know, she puts on her professional face, and it's, you know, I sit there and go, okay, who the hell did I marry, you know? But anyway, take your next caller. I'll talk to you guys soon. And if I don't talk to you again in a couple of weeks on the score report, I will see whoever is going to make it out at the NRA meeting.
Cool. Thanks, Dennis.
All righty. See you next month, Dennis.
And that was Dennis.
I knew him when he was nothing, and he hasn't changed a bit.
Leather maker to the stars. He made the knife sheath that what's his name wears in prominently in Jurassic.
Star-Lord?
Yes, Star-Lord.
That's right. I think we need to get cod pieces with squirrel fur.
Yeah, let's not.
I'd wear one.
Oh. That would be funny.
Be still my beating heart.
You just made weird day, Brita.
Oh, good.
Somebody dial 911 on the phone.
So, Brita, what do you think we'll find in Hillary's email?
Well, I gave it some thought, and I thought, well, definitely not like nude photos of Bill Clinton, or although the love letters was from Bill Clinton was certainly a good answer. I think the biggest surprise in Hillary Clinton's email would be evidence that she really was heartsick and regretful about Benghazi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody would ever believe that.
No. Well, you know. Yeah. That's my answer.
That would be amazing. That would be shocking. And it might get her elected.
Doubtful.
Well,
I just don't see Hillary getting elected. She's got too much baggage, and she's an old, fat, ugly lady.
If they found evidence in her email that she had argued with Obama about rescuing those people and agreed to take one for the team, that might get her in.
I got two words as to why she'll make it. Jeb Bush.
Okay. Yeah, you have a point.
I don't know. The Scott Walker phenomenon is coming on strong.
Yeah.
We might.
Yeah, I don't. I think Jeb's got about as much chance as Hillary does.
Yeah,
I think both of them are like the big talking abouts that aren't going to make it off the ground. I really think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Pocahontas. I think she's going to.
I don't know. I mean, it all changed. Well, in 2008, nobody was expecting Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden he surged forward and they decided it was the time for him.
Well, and even more of a surprise, I think, was really more the John Kerry.
Oh.
I mean, really, it was one of those like Howard Dean was loud and proud and was going to fucking win. Let's face it. If Howard Dean had been the nominee.
Right up until he exploded on camera.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah. Batshit crazy doesn't win elections. Sorry, folks. Hey, we're going to go on. Hey, we're going to this. Yeah! No, I'm sorry.
Well, the media is a lot more careful now.
What's it?
They're careful now, you know. Yep. Even though I'm sure that Hillary has had multitudes of very shrill moments in front of the camera, we will never see them.
Oh, yeah.
But they've decided, they gave us our first African-American president. They've decided they're going to give us our next woman, the first woman president.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
That is a given.
You know, it's interesting is the press always protects the presidents they like. You know, they protected protected Roosevelt. They never showed him being infirm, even though he was practically an immobile cripple by the end of World War II.
Kennedy. Kennedy was the same way, with his back.
They protected the hell out of Kennedy. Johnson. They protected Johnson. That guy was a...
vile human being.
He was awful, and they protected him. Nixon.
I like the parts about him peeing on the floor in front of secretaries.
Yeah, he was a disgusting pig. They didn't like Nixon. They didn't like Ford.
They haven't liked any Republican since I think Eisenhower.
I'm not sure they even liked Eisenhower. But
I think Eisenhower was too popular to openly dislike.
Yeah, maybe. Plus, he wasn't, I don't know, back then.
He was a genuine war hero.
Back then, this whole Republican-Democrat thing didn't exist like we have it now.
Yeah. I mean, Reagan still shows up from time to time.
Oh, yeah. And
man's been out of office for almost 30 years.
Has he been dead for 10
years? Okay, dead air drink. What's that?
How long has he been dead for?
It's
been 10 years yet?
Yeah, close to it. 2005, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. But again, yeah, Bush is still coming up like loud and clear.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's still his fault.
Well, you know, it kind of is because, Obama's just basically continued the Bush administration.
Yeah, he pushes third term, which is what they.
It is so.
They told me this would happen if I voted for McCain.
It is all Bush's fault. In fact, I had a humorous moment. I was listening to a liberal go on and on about Obama and the FCC and net neutrality, and they said, and somebody was making the point that, you know, once you know it's the government and regulation. Once you let the camel's nose under the tent, it's, you know, they're going to regulate stuff because they can. And this guy was, oh, no, Obama's promise. He's campaigned and promised about to keep the net neutral and open and all that. So he has to live up to that. I was like, what fucking planet do you live on? What did Guantanamo shut 8 years ago and I just missed it? You know, I mean, good God.
The most transparent administration of you have to pass the bill before you know what's in it.
Well, it's in a way it is transparent, but not the way that they wanted you to believe.
It's transparent in like Pravda was transparent. Yeah, whatever they printed, you knew the opposite was true.
Yeah.
We have any more callers, Alan?
No, it's dead.
Okay, good.
We're done.
We got in time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know.
Not that we don't love our callers, of course, in a, you know, non-cisnormative whatever way. Margaret Sanger and the $20 bill. I fucking love that.
You know, I don't – this – we're going to have to have a discussion on this and maybe this – oh, by the way, we're not going to have a show next week because I'll be on my way back from San Antonio and I won't be back in time. So. Oh, well, y'all will live.
Not me.
The show streams 24/7. You can listen to it.
I might only do four podcasts next week because of that.
Oh, my gosh. Weird.
And I'll get itchy.
Anyway, crap, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. We're going to have to next. week after next or sometime shortly thereafter, we're going to have to make this Tumblr generation our topic, I think. Right, Rita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
I've never even been to, like, you
will learn.
I've heard Tumblr's a website. I've actually never set foot on it.
Yeah.
it's all porn.
It's not all porn.
Wait, it's got porn on it?
Like, oh, yes. Yeah. What isn't porn is mostly like teenage-y angst, social justice warrior, blah, blah stuff.
Hold on, I'm going there right now looking for porn.
Okay.
Oh, well, just yeah. It's all it's like 90.
Wait, it's asking me to sign up.
Yes.
You don't have to sign up. It's all public web pages. Just go to Google and search for any kind of porn you want to see. Tumblr, TUMBLR, like big midget boobs, midget Tumblr, and you're going to see midget porn on Tumblr. That's just the way it works.
Silence. Everybody's googling
everybody's
like mad.
All you can hear is,
"Yeah, I'm looking. This is pretty stupid."
Anyway, something to look forward to.
Yay!
We'll see.
There's a turtle eating a strawberry. Oh!
What sort of porn are you searching for exactly?
Turtle porn.
I found a turtle eating a strawberry. Turtle porn. Cute.
Ooh, I wonder if that's a thing.
He's a turtleist.
That is not a thing. Don't Google it.
And he's a really tiny turtle, too.
Yeah, it is. And
nope.
You don't want to know what it is.
Nope. okay, on that note.
Oh, God. I wish I hadn't seen that.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Squirrel Report.
Yep.
And remember, folks, have your cats spayed or neutered.